Scrimmaging, can I help you?
Hi, is Craig there?
This is Craig speaking.
Hi, Craig. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it does look like
yeah.
that.
I'm
like,
sorry, go ahead.
We were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to see what kind of projects you had in the pipeline, if you need any financing.
Yeah, you know, the company's fine right now financially. It doesn't need any assistance. So I appreciate the offer. But again, I'm not in need of any loans at this point.
Okay, perfect. That's good to hear. Okay. So sales are going pretty well then.
Yeah, it's rolling along. It normally does.
So, yeah, I tried to
again,
get on your website, but is it a little bit broken right now?
You know, the website, it's I don't have a website currently. There's an old one from a previous owner. Some people find it, some people don't. But anyways, that's something I'm looking to in the future. I've got some people working on that.
Oh, okay, nice. So have you done any kind of other digital marketing yet, or have you thought about it at all?
Oh, yeah. I've been with Yelp, and I'm with BizQ currently right now. You know, I can only allow so much per month in advertising and so forth, so it's pretty much capped out at this point.
Okay. But if you had access to more capital, would you do further marketing at all?
Well, the problem with that is that I'm a one-man band, sole proprietor, you get to the point where you're just maxed out, and doing further advertisement, having further people call you up that you can't assist because you're already tapped out.
Why don't you bring on more people?
Well, the problem with my business is a seasonal business, and it pretty much really slows down and goes dead during the winter. And if I hire employees, then I have to lay them off every winter and pay their Social Security. So that doesn't make any sense.
No, definitely
not. I'm kind of trapped in a position where, you know, I do tangible work, so I have to, you know, be able to complete the work that I take on at the same time too. You know, it'd be nice to take on more work, more employees, but unfortunately it just doesn't work that way with the unemployment fiasco that steps in every time you have to lay people off.
Oh yeah, for sure. So you can't do anything during the winter. People just don't want.
I still do business with my company. It's just that it slows down a lot. It kind of just trickles in during the winter, and it pays the bills and so forth. But I make the majority of my money during the summer months, from June to September. And
okay.
So I get that pile of chips together in the summertime to kind of help get through the winter.
Okay,
so far,
that makes sense.
You know, it's not a get-rich business, but I'm pulling my own weight and self-employed, so I appreciate what I do have.
Yeah, do you ever, and you don't ever run into problems in the winter where you just need, like, extra money around?
Well, I try to spend wisely, and obviously, you know, we're all vulnerable to the big torpedo that could hit us, and so far I haven't had any large torpedo hit me during the winter. So like I said, I'm basically doing the normal sort of business I do every year.
Yeah.
And, like you said, I have pretty much have my maxed out advertising that I get involved with every month. And again, so you understand, you know, by increasing advertisement doesn't really do me any good because it just costs me more out of pocket, and then I'm not able to accommodate everybody then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there's, like, no way to hire just, like, seasonal employees? I'm just curious.
Well, if Mexico wants to make migrant workers come up from Mexico, possibly. But I don't think that's going
to
happen here.
You're close enough, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So anyways, I appreciate you follow up. And again, I'm sorry I can't do anything for you.
Oh, no worries.
You know, I appreciate the lead.
Yeah, I mean, do you have maybe like an email address I could just follow up with you in case something does change and you find yourself in a bind needing some capital?
Well, I tell you, I get approached by numerous people all the time. My personal bank, you guys. I mean, I get bombarded by people who want to get involved and assist and so forth. But to tell you the truth, I don't foresee there being any major changes where I got to get a hold of a big load of money.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did, you know, I could probably go through my bank, you know, if I had to do that sort of thing. I assume that probably your interest rates are probably lower than the banks offer, some sort of situation like that.
Yeah, we're definitely really competitive, and we have like a little bit of different programs, like working capital. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but it's different than a bank. We do loans based on your gross annual sales, and we can generally free up about 10 to 15% as unsecured cash for you to use as you see fit for the business. Basically, we can do an approval, and it's just funded right straight into your account.
Right. I think really the way most of you guys work is you're really targeting more businesses that have employees and do a substantial amount of income every year.
Yeah.
Whereas a sole proprietor like myself, I'm basically just feeding me and my kids and getting along as need be. So I think the reality of it is, like I said, I think it's more applicable for larger businesses and that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't mind that, I could just maybe follow up with you a few times a year, just see how business is going.
Yeah, you can do that. Just go ahead and use this number. I don't have a business email address. I don't like giving my personal one out because I get bombarded again by solicitors and so forth. So,
maybe once you get your website up, you should get an email.
Yeah, obviously when I get a website up, I'll have to do that. But in the meantime, I've got to get back to work here. I appreciate your follow-up and hope for the best.
Good talking to you, Craig. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.